Good morning. At least, it is technically the morning, as it is 12:30 a.m. I've been watching you sleep for over an hour now. Do you know that you stop breathing every so often when you're asleep? It would have been interesting if you stopped one of those times, and then never started again. But tonight, that would have been inconvenient for me. A dream? I know I've featured in many nightmares, but you're the first to think it was a dream. No, I'm all too real. You may remember me as that girl from school, Wednesday Adams. I've come here because I have a proposition for you. No, I'm not trying to purchase your soul. I've been told I'm not supposed to buy those from the other students anymore. It's a shame, too, because I was building quite the collection. To give you some background, I was sitting in detention today. It was some nonsense over not being allowed to bring my own medical instruments for animal dissections. Also, apparently, you aren't supposed to dissect animals during study hall. Regardless, two girls there were talking about sex, and I heard everything they said. Specifically, they were talking about the first time they had sex. Both claimed it was a horrible experience for them, even if they found it less painful over time. One said she felt awful about it for days. Obviously, this is something I have to experience. Normally, I prefer to be the one inflicting pain and discomfort on others. But I've been told I need to broaden my interests. This is as good of a place to start as any. That is where you come in. You don't have a girlfriend. My guess is that you are, like myself, a virgin, even though we're both 18 years old. With your lack of skill, I would hope that would add to the absolute awfulness of the encounter. I'm hoping for lots of clumsy fumbling, a painful penetration, a great deal of blood, and then perhaps a premature ejaculation. So, that's what I stand to gain from it. For you get to finally lose your virginity. You get to have sex with a girl. Even if it's with the girl everyone refers to as the creepy one. I'm not sure where they get that idea, but whatever. I've been told that some men are into thin, pale-skinned girls. Puberty hasn't been as kind to me as most of the other girls, but I still have breasts, hips, and a butt. I've even caught boys looking at them on occasion. I no longer punish them for it either. Perhaps I should give you a chance to see what you'll be getting into, literally and metaphorically. This black dress leaves a great deal to the imagination, so I'll take it off. Under the circumstances, underwear seemed like a waste. I also traded in my tights for some black stockings. I can take them off if you wish, but I rather like how scratchy they are. I'm hoping to be in a great deal more discomfort soon, if you're interested in ravaging my tender flesh. I won't tell anyone, if that's your desire, or brag about your sexual prowess in, quote, conquering me. Unquote. You can spin this encounter however you wish, with my guarantee I will not do unpleasant things to you or your genitalia in reprisal. Speaking of unpleasant things involving genitalia, have you decided if you're going to have sex with me yet? Well, the humiliation of turning me down would be interesting. I really had my heart set on you defiling my body. Honestly, the thought's starting to arouse me a little, so if we're going to do this, we should do it before I can self-lubricate any more, or the entire experience will be ruined. Excellent. Move over in your bed. We'll do this missionary style, with your body oppressively pressing down on mine. Perhaps I'll find it hard to breathe with all your weight upon me. Maybe you could arrange for my head to bang into the headboard a little. Okay, get on top of me. Try not to be too careful about it. Nothing would set the mood like an accidental bruise or two, or a knee to the solar plexus. Nothing? Okay. No foreplay, please. Just some clumsy poking, followed by a desperate and forceful plunge into my virgin body. You certainly seem very hard, and your penis seems sufficiently large. I don't think my pussy stands a chance against that thing. At least, if the anticipation of my suffering would stop me from getting so wet. Try to rip me open before my traitorous body spoils this. Oh. Yes, there's the poking I was hoping for. You got that part down quite well. Oh, but you are going to be able to get it in, aren't you? Just slow down for a moment and move the head down a little. Oh, yes, right there. Now, I'll move my legs apart just a little and brace myself. I want you to drive it in as hard as you can. If you care about my feelings at all, you'll make losing my virginity a truly awful experience. So on three, two, one, go. Not as bad as I'd hoped, but all in all, not that comfortable either. If you wait a minute, I think my body might adjust to your cock, so of course start thrusting now, with total disregard for my pleasure. Thank you. Oh, that's just what I was looking for. I realize I'm tight and not very cooperative, but that's part of the experience. Just keep ravaging my poor little pussy like that until you fill me up with your sticky ejaculate. You may paw clumsily and roughly at my breasts if you wish, but only if you don't slow down on the thrusting part. If you take too long, I'll have time to get wetter and loosen up, and we don't want that, do we? I think I inherited too much lust from my parents for my own good. Did you just try to kiss me? I don't want to kiss during sex. Except, if I don't want to do it, that might be the best reason to do it anyway. Go ahead and kiss me if you want. Yes, that's giving it a sense of awkwardness that's adding to the moment. Oh, I've never kissed a boy before. Oh, it's not as horrible as I expected. I guess that's the price I pay for sex, though. So, are you going to orgasm already? You're drawing this out far too long. It's not nearly as uncomfortable as before. You're not very good at being a bad lover. I may have chosen poorly in picking you. So, So, if you could ejaculate into me now, I would really appreciate it. Not yet. I'm sorely disappointed in your staying power, especially based on what those other girls said about their first time. Oh, curse you! I'm starting to enjoy this. I wanted the miserable experience other girls had. Move faster and I'll try to hold my pleasure off as long as I can so you can climax and then roll off me. Oh, God. Okay, now would be good. Or now you're taking way too long, damn you. You're going to make me orgasm. What kind of an introduction to sex would that be for me? You're going to turn me into my mother if you make me like it too much. Great, now I'm going to orgasm. Well, there's no helping it now. I'll just have to hope it's not a big, pleasurable climax because, oh, it's feeling so intense right now. Wonderful. Now you come, you insensitive little, that was horrible. By which I mean it felt wonderful, which was the opposite of what I wanted. I had just one chance to lose my virginity, and you selfishly had to make it a happy experience for me? Well, get off me, Mr. Sensitive Lover. I was prepared to lie to you about how good a lover you are. But since that turned out to be true, there's no point now, is there? And definitely no cuddling. I'm not going to reward good behavior. I'll just let myself out. But I'll let myself back in tomorrow night at the same time. Because there's still a chance to salvage some misery out of sex with you. Tomorrow night, you're putting it in my ass. Try not to let me enjoy it.